Hello and welcome to part one of the Amphi High School Open House Honors Freshman Program Extravaganza. In part one, you will hear from the teachers within the Freshman Honors Program. In part two, you will be able to watch Mr. Corgan's presentation in the form of a slidecast. And now, without further ado, let's join in on part one, which is already in progress.
So that you can read it later, too. So you can read it as you're listening to my voice on the podcast. And then the Amphi.com Schools AHS Counseling at the top, that is updated again. I have no life. And probably like once or twice a day, I'll be updating that information and making sure that whatever I'm talking about in the classes, you'll be able to see, read, and hear. Actually, probably later on tonight, I'll be working on. I just got done doing presentations for the senior class. Okay, so enough about my life. Which of the honors teachers would like to come up next? I believe Miss Jana Lamar, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, and thank you so much for coming tonight. Everybody in the honors team appreciates a turnout like this. It's always wonderful to start the year and make connections with parents. I am Miss Lamar. I am your son or daughter's pre-AP English teacher for this year. Most of you, I think 100% of you actually, received a copy of my course syllabus. I think read it, at least reviewed it with your son or daughter, signed it and returned it to me. And thank you for that. This pretty much tells you exactly what will be happening in my course this year. In addition to what is printed there, I'd like to share with you that a number of projects this year will be teamed with Ms. Reynolds, who teaches world history, and she'll share a little bit about that with you. But we will combine our courses and blend a lot of reading, writing, project activities. So you can look forward to hearing about that. What I want to share with you tonight is that this pre-AP English class does have a lot of rigor behind it, a lot of expectation in terms of reading and writing. The first 9 weeks will be a very guided process through the writing process of essays and learning to annotate and do text coding and to critically look at reading. Looking at short stories, breaking them apart. So I'll do a lot of direct teaching. Eventually, the students will be expected to do a fair amount of this independently and be able to come to class prepared to discuss literature. So there is some homework involved in the process here, and I want you to be ready for them to be nudged out of their comfort zone. And when you hear grumbling at home, we want you to support us here at school and not let them bail out of this process, because we are trying to prepare them for coursework in the future. And I think in many cases, your children are ready for this, but they will at some time perhaps feel a little bit uncomfortable about the process. And I see a former student nodding his head yes, and he is now a senior, and he will apparently agree. Right, Joe? Okay, thank you, Joe. There are 6 writing standards required for the students to complete, and those will be done in class, perhaps final drafts done outside, and they will be maintained in a writing portfolio in my classroom. And as an English department, there is a requirement that all 6 be completed with a passing grade in order to earn credit for the class. And that's built into my syllabus as well. Ask for this every night, please. These were given out to every one of our students. We are all reinforcing it in our classes. We are asking them to write down homework in all classes, even outside of the honors program. It's being supported in the homeroom, where they are allowed to work with one another and copy down important dates, copy down assignments. But this is the bread and butter of you knowing what's going on here in the honors program. Please, we encourage you to have your sit down with them, ask them about their day, go through classes, discuss what's going on, find out what projects they're working on, what homework they have. And my teammates work very closely with me. They all support reading and writing in their classes, so you're going to hear about that. You might hear a little complaining at home. Oh my gosh, we have to write essays in our other classes. But this is part of our team effort. And we're available to make your son or daughter successful. you'll have our email, my phone number. Contact me if you need to. Thank you very much.
Hi, I am Mrs. Reynolds, and I am the world history teacher, and I can't believe I have to follow such an eloquent speech. I won't take up very much time, but in my class, we are starting with very early civilizations. We've gone back from to the dawn of man, and we'll be going up to the Reformation. And then next year with Ms. Van Sice, she'll be carrying a little bit from the Reformation and then on through modern times. So we're going to be covering a lot of ground in a lot of depth. And I think I can echo Ms. Lamar in saying that this course is very rigorous. There will be a lot of outside reading, and that they will be responsible for a lot of group projects per unit. And it'll be fun, but it's going to be a challenge. And I just hope that all your kids are up for it, and I know they are. It's going to be fun. And if you have any questions or need to contact me, she said, I'll be available if you've got any concerns, or even if you just want to see how your son or daughter are doing. I am more than happy to answer that. And also, I will be having all of my grades online, and all of your kids gave me a password. So if you're ever curious, I want to just get online and see where they are, and you'll have that ability to do so. And there'll be a podcast. We're going to actually start podcasting test reviews blog. I'm hoping my goal this year is to have some of the reviews or some of the things that we're doing, some guidance on the projects, will be put into a podcast that if a kid missed the review for the test, they'll be able to go out and still get that information and still come in prepared for the test. So I think that's it. I'll pass it off to Ms. Holman.
My name is Carrie Holman. I teach biology, and I need a little bit of help from my students. Biology is the study of
life.
We've been practicing this all week. We're going to do it again. Don't leave me hanging up here. Biology is the study of
life.
Thank you. Okay? Need to show a little bit of excitement, right? So our class is all about curiosity, okay? Questions. How do we answer our questions about life? Right? So that's where we've started. Right now we're doing a big beetle thing. So some of you guys have already started. And we're going to be kind of killing beetles for a couple weeks here, hopefully. And then we just kind of move through lots of little stuff. We do a lot of microbiology the first semester. Cells, genetics, that kind of stuff. And then second semester we look at macrobiology, the big stuff. Plants, animals, evolution, ecology, how we all fit together. So my class is really about process, okay? And at its most elemental level, it's about answering a question or solving a problem. So that's what I really want to help your students do, is kind of work through problems in a rational way. So our contact info is on the syllabus, and we look forward to a fantastic year with everyone. Get excited.
All right, my name is Mr. Dirksen. I'm the PE teacher, and we do have a lot of award-winning teachers. Mr. Corrigan shared with you that he was the world champion counselor, or was it universe champion? We a lot of awards have been won by this team of teachers. They're all outstanding teachers. I was awarded oldest teacher on campus. But a lot of people, I guess the one question I could probably answer is, how is honors PE different than regular freshman PE? Our PE class is called Physical Conditioning and Sport, but it's honors. And the emphasis, if I can make it real simple, the emphasis is on the conditioning. We do quite a bit more conditioning in class than normal freshman classes. And probably the other thing that is more intensive in the honors PE is classroom. We do a lot more classroom type activities where we're going to try to teach your son or daughter what's going on in their body when we do a workout, whether it be an endurance activity, how that endurance affects your muscles in a different way as far as a strength type activity. We'll go into nutrition, things like that. So by the end of the year, the goal of all our PE students is to be able to formulate their own workout program that involves all the areas that we feel are important to be healthy and fit, and that would be strength and endurance and flexibility and body composition and things like that. So it's that's pretty much the difference between honors PE and regular PE. We will do some off-campus activities that will be integrated with some of the other classes that we have here, the other fabulous teachers we have on the team. On October 4th, we're going to be going on a hike at Catalina State Park, and we will all have our different activities from our different classes for that hike. In the past, we've done bike rides off campus that we've done integrated curriculum with the biology class and PE class. We've done rocks and ropes in the past. My number and my email address is also on your son or daughter schedule. And if you have any questions, feel free. I will get back with you the same day, if not the, the very next day. So, again, thank you very much for coming.
Oh, that's right. One question that I will get quite often, especially during the registration process, is about the REACH program. Is REACH honors? Is honors REACH? What's the difference? Do we have a REACH program on campus? And here tonight, I have an expert that can talk all about that.
Yes. I'm Janine Jackson, and I'm the REACH teacher. REACH is not really a class, and it's not really honors, but it's kind of the combination of the two. But it's not a class in the high school until we get to honors REACH internship, and that's for juniors and seniors. So it's a good time to be thinking about it, but there won't be a there isn't a specific class for freshmen and sophomores that says REACH in it. I'm going to be helping with Ms. Lamar and with Mrs. Reynolds in some of the freshman transition activities that they're going to be doing. So I'll be coming into this classes with the students and doing some large group activities. If you have specific questions or you feel like you need another advocate for your student, you certainly can contact me at jjackson@ampfi.com or ask in the office and they'll send it on. I'm here 3 days a week, and I'm more than happy to talk to parents about their students and their students' needs and wants. So thank you very much.
Okay, if there aren't any other questions, at this time, I say we caravan over to, we have two rooms that are right next door to each other, Student Center 2 and 3, Ms. Lamar and Reynolds. And I say at this time, if we can go on over to Student Center either 2 or 3, and then after that we could check out Ms. Holman's room, and then P.E. The gym is a gym, he says. Okay.
This has been a B. Corrigan production.
You got a problem with that?
I'm not doing anything. All I want is a review.